Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Chavis, a chavis shel cheres, a barrel made out of cheres. She meleya mashkin tehorin umenikas besocha. It's filled with mashkin tehorin, a tar liquid, and there's a menikas inside of it. Menikas is a shifoferes shel matechas, a metal tube. Shemutziyim darka, they would use it to extract the mashke from the barrel via metitza, through like sucking through the straw, or sheiva, or through drawing. Now this chavis is mukefes tzamid psil, it's covered properly. Unesuna ba'oel hames is placed in an oel hames, in an oel in a tent where there's a mace in that tent. So b'shamay omrim hechavis v'hamashkin tahorin. The actual barrel and the tar mashke, which is inside the barrel, is tar because its tzamid psil protects the chavis and the mashke from the tumah. But the menikas, the metal tube inside the barrel, will be tmei, will be tamei. She'ein kli mateches nitzel b'tzamet psil. Because this tzamet psil does not protect a kli mateches from the tumah. Ubeis hul aimrim, af menikas tahara. No, even this metal tube will be tar as well. Because the kli cheres, hamukaf, which is protected by this seal, by this tzamet psil, will protect kol ma shebetocha, everything inside of it. Whether it's oichlim food, whether it's mashke, it's a drink, ubein al kelim, showing whether there's all kinds of kelim inside, it protects everything. And then chazru beishil laharos kadevei beishamai. Beishil retracted. They ended up actually posketing like beishamai. And Sechta Idias and Perak Aleph, Mishnah Yadalad, explains the reason of beishamai. If they shall chavizu this barrel, kishihi shall amaretz, when it belongs to an amaretz, harehi tamei, it is tamei. Since the Amaratim, they're not a Bakiyim, they don't know the halakhas of Tum and Tara. So therefore, Bain Kalim, whether it's Kalim, Bain Elch, whether it's food, whether it's Mashke, these things that belong to the Amaratim, they have a chazaka of being in a state of Tumma. Vare, Ein Kli Cheres Matzel B'tamit Psil, Elk Shutar. A Kli Cheres will only protect with this seal when it's Tar. Avalok Shutam, but if it's Tame, it will not protect. The chavis and the mashke tahorim, these tar that they were tar, she'afim him shel amaretz harei tarasim in el amaretz atzmo. So even though they were tar, their tar status is only to the amaretz himself. Why? Because a chaver, one who's scrupulous and careful in the halachos, shubaki is an expert in the din of tumah and tara, he's going to be careful. And therefore, ein mishdamash mimela lo ba'ochel mashkim shel amaretz. A chavis will not use the ochel and mashke, a chaver will not use the ochel and mashke that belongs to an amaretz, nor the kli cheres that belongs to an amaretz. Because even though to the amaretz it may be tar, but to the chaver, to the baki, it's going to be tamei, because we assume that the amaretz doesn't really know what he's doing. He thinks that it's tar, but the chaver knows that it could be tamei. Shebechazkas tameim him, because they have a chazak of tumah, being that they're by an amaretz. And the ein lehem tara, you cannot be matar a chavis made out of cheres, nor can you be matar the ochel namashka. Now, aval kli meteches, but a metal kli, sheish lehem tara b'mikvah, that could be matar in a mikvah. So ragel achaver, the chaver would be, you know, custom to borrow it from the amaretz. Why? Because he knows he can just take it and dip it in the mikvah and tovel it. If ein chayshu, we're not concerned, the shema nitmu, lest it became tummy with the tum of a mace, and it would need the hazah, the spritzing from the Efer of the Paraduma, B'yom Shlushi, B'yom Shvi'i, because that amount of Tumah, the Amaretz is trusted to tell you, you know, that it was not Matame B'meis. But with regards to regular Tumah, we don't trust them. So Mikan, therefore, Im Nitar Kli Matechas B'Tamet Psil, if we're going to be Matar, this metal tube, in this case of the Tamet Psil, Hare Kashiyevo HaChavar, when the Chavar comes to borrow from the Amaretz, Yomul, the Amaretz will tell the Chavar that, oh look, it did not become Tami, but Tumas HaMeis. Because he knows that his Kli Cheres will protect with his Tamid Psil. And then the Chavar will end up using it. He'll think that the Chavar will use it after he titles it. But really, Ba'emes, the Kli Cheres, this Kli Cheres is not going to protect Mikivan Shetami, because really it's Tami. And Kli Tami is not going to be Chotit from the Tuma. Meaning that Amaretz, he thinks it's Tar. But to the Chavar, to the Baki, he knows it's Tami. And if it's time, it's not going to protect. And just dipping in the mikvah is not enough. He'll have to spritz it. He'll have to spritz it with the Efer of the Paraduma. So because of this concern, the figa gazu beisham beisham goes there. She ain't kli mateches nitzel b'tamid psil. That a kli mateches, a metal kli like this tube, will not be protected in the case of tamid psil. va'afilin, even a kli cheres that has a chazaka of being tar. Shekin agav kli cheres shel am ha'aretz, gazu akol al kli cheres b'chlal. Because of the kli cheres of am ha'aretz, where goes on all clay cheres. And this is what we're learning over here. The Bishamu said the chavis and the mashka are tar, but the menigis will be tame because of this concern. Va'amnam, before Beis Hillel heard the reason of Bishamai, they argued on them, and they held that the menigis should be tar. Because midda araisa, the matzal klicharis, the klicharis will protect, with a case of tzavad psil, with a proper protection, on everything which is inside of it, and even on a metal kli. But after they heard the reasoning of Beis Shammai and why they have this concern, so then Chazu Beis Hillel Lahoros Beis Shammai is one of the very few places that Beis Hillel retracted to rule like Beis Shammai. That she'ain kli matechas nitzel b'tam psil, that a kli matechas, a metal kli, will not be protected in a case of a tzavad psil. Ulchein, and therefore the barrel, the chavis, and the mashke will be tar, but the menikas, this metal tube, will be tame. And Mishnah Gimel. Hasheretz shenimza lamata minuchushe shel tanor. A sheretz, which is found beneath the karka, beneath the floor of a tanor, tar, the tanor is going to be tar. Shani, or because I say, chai nafal, the sheretz fell into the tanor when it was alive, and alive sheretz is not a tame. Va'achshav meis. And now when it was beneath the earth, and not in the ear space of the tanor, is when it died, so therefore the tanor is not tame. Machar otabas, a needle or a ring, Hatameos tumas meis that are tummy from tumas meis, shenimtzu lamata minuchush shaltan that are found beneath the earth of the floor of the tanor, like we explained in the previous case. So tar, the tanor remains tar. Again, because shani omer here, I'll say shem hayu ad shlobo hatanor. The machat or the tabas was resting ready in that spot beneath the earth before the tanor was built, and therefore was never in the area space of the tanor, and the tanor will remain tar. However, in Nimtzu, if the machar or the tabas were found to be efer makla, inside the ashes that are burnt up in the tanor, va'afilin, even if it was lamata minuchush shel tanor, even if it was beneath the floor of the tanor, so tame, the tanor will be tame. She'ein le b'matla, you have nothing to be toled on, meaning you have nothing to, you have no reason to say why it should be tar. She'ein lemme, you can't say that shehayu sham was there, koydim shehamat sham hatan, before you built the tanor, because she'imken, if so, it would have been found beneath the ashes, and not inside the ashes. Or others explain, Nimtzu be'efer makla shehotziu min ha'tanor, you removed it from the tanor. Rabbi Gagoyin said in this example, once you remove it from the tanor, you can't say it wasn't in the airspace, because if you removed it, it automatically went to the airspace. So therefore, the tanor would be tameh.